Abedoyrus. He was an Umer professional that made the skin made into good leather. Shalchevi, the Omar, and he used to say, Hevil Shalchan Veneshav Aleim. He used to say on Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos, bring me the skin, let's sit on it. So Vaisnes Kuloi held, even from the Umim, even from somebody that's selling the skin, still is not so makbar upon it, that if they'll need it to sit on, they'll use it. Therefore, it's not looks even shall Umim. Rashi B'yama B'chol, as Rashi says B'chol, Hey Sevil Shalchem Aneshav Aleim, Amal Lekopit. The sound of Rashi said after B'chol, Mashma the Meister was B'chol, but it's still a Raya, because you see, even in the weekdays, he wasn't makbar to say, since I'm an Umin, I'm selling the skin, I'll never sit on it to get it dirty. He wasn't makbar if it got dirty. Got dirty, so what? I'll still be able to sell it. That you put a skin on the floor and sit on it doesn't ruin the skin. If I can't use your skin, you have to work it over more. So the more you sit and use it, the more you're working on it, the more it comes better. So that's the Raya, it's not called muksa. See, Tysus learns, the top Tysus, Pirush Rach, the Yomer Vielu Shalchem B'Shabbos. That's the Maisa what he told them. Bring us the skin on Shabbos. So that's a very good Raya. You see, it's not Muksa. But even according to Rashi, you have to say it was also a Raya from Chol, that's not Muksa. Yeah. Right. Maisa of Akasha. Says Alocha, Nisorin Shabalabayis, if you have wood, like lumber. If the balabas brought it home already, is metaltle noisai. You're allowed to be metaltle. It's called the kli already, and you could use it. The sarm were beams that they used for in the house. Either it was for a board like you used to cut bread on or to cut food on. It was a board that was usable in the house. So it has the shame kli on it. You're allowed to be metaltle on Shabbos. Vashenke v'shel umen, if you have this board that belongs to the umen, to the person that sells boards, then a metaltle noisai. You're not allowed to be metaltle on Shabbos. Since it's oimit to sell these boards, so he's makbid not to use them, it doesn't have a shem kli on it. The yim chishev lo seis aleim pas liorchim, but if the umen have das to use this board, I'm going to use it as a bread board. I have das, when I have guests over, I'm going to put the bread on top of this board. Then, benkach u benkach metautlin. Since even the umen had das to use it, so we see he's not makbid upon it, he'll use this wood, then we say it's not muksa. If the Umen did not have a favor shadar to use this wood, then the Nesorim would say it is muksa. Why? Since it's set aside for selling it, he doesn't want to use it to get it dirty. He's makbid not to use it. So you see, an Umen is makbid not to use his chaitzim unless he has a favor shadar to use it. So what's the difference between the Nesorim, pieces of wood, or oiris, pieces of skin? And tomorrow, Anachanami, Shani Nesorim, the kopad al alayim. I'll tell you, there is a difference. Wood, the umen is makbid. If you use wood, it'll get a little bit dirty, you can't sell it anymore. Mashenkin skin doesn't get dirty skin. Even if you sit on it, like we said before, the more you work it, the more you use it, the better the skin gets. It gets dirty, just wipe it off. It doesn't stay dirty. Chirashi? The kopad al alayim, shem yiskalkulu. You see, the umen is yeh makbid not to use his things. The teretz is only makbid on wood, but not on skin. Toshima, oirois, if you have the skin, bein avudim, whether you worked it over, you stepped on a lot, made it into good leather, ubein shein avudim, it wasn't worked upon yet, muta l'taltel on b'shabbos. You're allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos. And loy omru avudim, it only says the locha whether the skin, a chilik, if the skin is worked over or the skin is not worked over, elul in your tumah bovad. It's only enough gemina v'ilchus tumah. For tumah, a kli or is makabel tumah. What's called a kli or? Like a pitcher made out of skin. That's only if the skin was worked over, came into good leather, that's called a kli. If you have raw skin that wasn't worked over yet, that's not called a kli, it's not called metabol, it's not makabel tumah. So you only have a chilek whether the skin was worked or not, negayat to makabel tumah. But negayat to hilchas tutl on Shabbos, is it called muksa or not? No, all skin is not called muksa, you're allowed to use it. Shirashi, v'le'amoran avudim, lo'yuskru l'chalek, bein avudim, shenim avudim, where does it say a chilek, whether the skin was worked upon or not worked upon, elul inyan tumah, the avudim mekablan tumah. If you have a kli that was worked on, it's good leather now, that's called a kli for kabbalah tumah. V'lo'y shenim avudim, but the kli was not worked upon yet, it's not called a kli, it's not mekablan tumah. Zot imara, my love, lo'y shenor shabala bayis, it says tam mashma any skin you're allowed to touch on Shabbos. It doesn't say a chil whether it belongs to a private owner or it belongs to a store that's selling it. So you see, both of them are not muksa. It's a raya, they're not muksa. I'll tell you davka shabalabayis it's mutter. Avishalumen maybe no. Maybe a person that sells the skin, he's makbid not to use the skin for anything. So for him, it still remains muksa. For the Gemara Vazoi, Shalumein Mai, and Metaltlin, you want to say from a Umin, a person that sells the skin, he can't touch it on Shabbos, it's Mukso, he hochi. Ho, the Torah, that's what it says. We're saying, you know where you have chalukadinim, whether the skin was worked upon or not worked upon, that's hilchas tumma. Mashma of hilchas Shabbos though for muksa, there's no chalukim. All skin is alike. The only time you have chalukadinim by skin is only for hilchas tumma. For the Gemara, liflug velisna v'lidah. Let's make a chiluk now with skin negate hilchas Shabbos. The medevah mamurim, when do we say skin is not called muksa, you're allowed to use it? Shabbat abayis. Only if a private owner has the skin home, there we say it's not makbid to put the skin on the floor to sit on it, so it's called the kli he could use. But maybe shalumen, a person that sells the skin, maybe he's makbid not to sit on the skin, for him it's not called the kli yet, or blai bosser. So if your tail umen is also shred the brisa, why does the brisa only say chalukadinim v'ilchus tumah? And she said for Shabbos also the chalukadin. That Shabbos when is it mutter for private person, but not for umen. So the more that's not so shver. Kula b'balabayis kamara. Tell you this whole brisa is only talking about a balabos. A balabos that takes home skin, any type of skin a balabos takes home is like this. For Shabbos it's all mutter. You're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. It's right to sit on. It's called a kli. Where do we have chaluk yadinim? Only for hilchas tumah. If you want to know is this skin going to be mekabel tumah or not, it depends. If it was worked upon, then it's called the clear would be mekabel tumah. If it's not worked upon, not. But the whole brayso is only talking about a balabos. If it wants to talk about hilchas umen, maybe umen also will have a chiluk for hilchas Shabbos. So for me, you have no raya. So the Gemara kitanoi. The maskoni is obliged to machlokes tanoi. Says like this. Oy roshu balabayis metaltlenoi soy. V'shalumein ein metaltle noisoi. Ferish atanakama. That makes the chiluk skin is only not muksa for balabos, a private person on Shabbos. Vashenken and umen, the person that sells the skin, vim it's muksa ein metaltle noisoi. Rabbi Yossi yoimen no echad ze v'yechad ze metaltle noisoi. Rabbi Yossi's matarin says no, even for numen, still it's not makvit upon it, and it remains a kli, you're allowed to touch for hilchus muksa. It's not called muksa. In Allah here we go lakula. We hold that all skin is not called muksa, since you could sit on it. Mail is called a kli, it's not, you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Right. Hodar Yasu Mikaboilu. As these three Amoroyim before, they invite the sitting together, and they ask another Shilas. Hoditna, not that the Mishnah says late in Chal Godol, Ovas Molochis Aboyim Chos Rachis. There are 39 Ovas Molochis we have for Shabbos. Is Keneged Miyomalhu, Keneged Me. Connected who? Where do we get the number 39? What happens when we pick 39 melachas? How do you get punct 39? So the Gemara connected me, Omalu. Rabbi Chanina bar Choma, Omalu, connected me. Omalu, Rabbi Chanina bar Choma, connected Avodas HaMishkan. We get 39 because the Torah makes a smichus, the melachas of Shabbos, to the melachas HaMishkan. So just like by the Mishkan, we know there are 39 choshev melachas. Who are in Shabbos has 39 melachas? So Drashi Keneged Avodas HaMishkan. Oysan HaMenuyas Shom. The 39 Melachas that says in the Torah about the Mishkan. The Perikla Godol. No, forget the 39 that it says in the Mishnah Leidim, Perikla Godol. Hayotzricha LeMishkan. All those Melachas were needed to be done for the Mishkan. O Parshas Shabbos. Nismechol HaParshas Melachas HaMishkan. Lumed Hemenu. The Torah puts together, we just had a Vayakil, it says Parshas Shabbos, and it says Parshas Melachas HaMishkan. It puts the two together to tell us, we learn out. The Torah says, Lestasa Melacha. On Shabbos, it goes on which Melachas? What's called the Melacha for the Melachas HaMishkan. So that's how we have 39. In the Mishkan, we knew there were 39 Melachas. That's how you have 39 for Shabbos. That's one Shah. Omalu Reb Yenisin Reb Loza. Kach Omar Reb Shimon Reb Yosi Ben Lekunya. Keneged melacha melachtoi umaleches umalachto sheba Torah. That in the Torah it says 39 different words of melacha. Either melacha melachtoi umalachto. Lav dafim geit hilchus Shabbos to the Mishkan. Stam in the whole Torah it says 39 times the word melacha. So that's a lima to tell us that in the geit to Shabbos there are 39 novas melachas. Is avoyim chos rachis. So Rashi sheba Torah means sheksuvim v'chol haTorah. In the whole Chamisha Chumsha Torah, it says 39 times the word Moloch in the Torah. Lochi kol makro, loisase kol melacha. Don't do any melacha on Shabbos. What's called a melacha on Shabbos? Keminyan kol melacha sheba Torah. Negate to the minion of all the... Is the Tosfos explains that what do you mean these 39 for malachas in the Torah? Avraham Chazal says, "The harbe malachas yesh to damin ladodi." Even though we have svarud what's called malachas, a lot of malachas look alike. The hevel on the mechshavino kulon kiyachas. Really, we shouldn't have 39. We should have maybe 30. Like a few of them are doing together, like Borer and Zoraya. That the Mar Guf has to kash later. Hainu Zoraya, Hainu Borer, Hainu Meraki. They're all different ways of separating the seeds, the wheat, from a chaff. So it's all different types of Borer. So why do we call three different Malachis? It should be like only one Malacha. Like how do we know to get the number 39 Malachis? There's an afkamina if it's one Malacha, if it's different Malachis, or it's the same Malacha. If it's the same Malacha, if you do both of them, the Hela Mechad, one forgetting, you only chayv one Chatis. If it has a shame, two different Av Malachis, you do them both together with the same Halomim, you chayv two Chatois. So how do we know the difference, which is called an Av, what's not called an Av? That's why we need this Lemudim. One says, since it's Doimah to the Mishka, there were 39 Malachis there, so it's Mistavra by Shabbos also, so you have different, 39 different Av Malachis. And the other one says, no, that's not enough for enough in the Mishkan. Who says by the Mishkan there were 39? Where do you get the number 39 by the Mishkan Gufo? Therefore, how do you know to make like Borer and Zorah two separate Malachas? Maybe it's the same Malacha. He learns that because in the Torah it says the word Malacha 39 times in the Torah. Why does it say it 39 times for? To teach us that Megeas, Hilchos Shabbos, you have 39 different Ovos Malachas. That's how we know, we'll see later, that Zorah and Borer are not considered one Malacha, but considered two separate Malachas. Now the Gemara clears. Boy, Reb Yosef. The pasuk says by Yosef, "Vayovay habaisi came into the house, lastos malachtoi to do his malacha." This is when the Yodim went away. The Shabbat took Potiphera to there with his wife to have the znus. He was there alone with her. Is miminyonahu eloi? Is this word malachtoi that Yosef went into the house to do his malachtoi? Is this from the 39 malachas from 39 times the Torah says the word malacha or not? Let's take out a Sefer Torah and let's read and see how many times the Torah says Malacha. If you'll have 39 other times the Torah says Malacha, it's a hezbo that this Malacha doesn't mean Malacha. Like we'll soon see. It's a machlokes when it says Yosef, that Yosef went into the house to do the Malacha, it's a machlokes. What does the word Malacha mean? One man Yom says he managed to do his malacha. He went to do the malacha, and Stam she went and chapped him and was surveying him for him znus. Another pshat is no. By Yovai Habayt last malacha means he went inside to do znus, not really do the malacha. Now Yosef went inside to do the znus. The lady got the dukna shoyakav. He saw his father. He stopped from the znus. So it's a shaila what the word malach to here means. So you want to know, does the malach to mean work mamish and it's included in the 39 malachis, or 39 times? Or no, here malach to means nus and it doesn't include. So he said, Tosha, take a Sefer Torah and see how many other times you have the word malachim. If you only have 38 other places, so you know this word here means malach to. Limni. So the more mila yoma rabba babachon amrav yechinin. Loi zozu mishoma shavio Sefer Torah monam. The other shaila there, Rashi, is about zuz, the other shaila, the vav. Where it belongs in the Torah, is it a chassar, does it belong there or not? So the Gemara says there, take out a Sefer Torah and check it out and see. So you see, you can take a Sefer Torah and check it out, what's there or not. There also, if you have a suffix, what's the taicha of this word malachtoi? Does it mean Yosef wants to do znus? Or Yosef wants to do malach amamish? Let's count how many other words of malachas you have. Omalei, kikom, that wouldn't be a riot. I know, Take, there are 39 other places that it says the word malachim. But one other place I also have a suffix. He comes afkulem mishum dechsevi hamalacha hoysadayim. He says by Melechas Hamishkan when they got finished, the malacha was finished. So it's true. Now we have 40 times in Torah the word malacha. The hamalacha hoysadayim is one of them, and by Yosef vayobi abayis lasa malachta is one of them. Now if you include both of them, you'll have 40. So obviously one of them does not mean the word malacha. One of them here means something else, and one of them does mean malacha. So what's the shaila about the second pasuk? V'yamlocha oisadayim miminyanu. Does here the word mamish mean malacha, and this is included in the 39 memelo? So the one before that it says by Yosef does not mean malacha. V'ho kaman diyom alasay tzrochim nichnas. Oidilma vayovei habaisa lasa malachta miminyanu fakir. The one before to do his malacha, that's included. V'ahai v'yamlocha oisadayim hochikoma. That is the pasuk here says in Shemois. V'yamlocha oisadayim doesn't mean malacha mamish, nochikoma. T'sholom layavidito. It just means whatever they had to do got finished. But not that they did malacha, because whatever they had to do was finished. So these two words, malacha and mesupik, which one of them really mean malacha, and which one means something else, by tomorrow, by a teiku. With taka mesupik, what the first word, vayovai habayis lasam lachta, what does that mean? So the Gemara, Tanya, commandi yama kineger avoida samishka. There's something else. So let's see Rashi. Rashi mesum the siv v'yamlocha isadayim. V'minyonin letarvayu, if you're going to recognize both these words, malocha, by Yosef, and by this last word, the malocha isadayim, isadayim, heveyaboyim. You'll have 40 then. Umidit na novas malochas aboyim chosarachas. Since it only says there are 39 malochas, ikachad leimim minyona. One of these malochas do not mean malocha. Ovahani trei, the ikal meima de loy malocha ninu. Now one of these two malochas alav davka. For lo yadana haimanel, that was my suffix. I don't know which one of these two words malocha does mean malocha. For ochi kami boyle, vi amlocha hoi sedayim miminyonahu. Vi amlocha mamish kama. That's what it says by Mishkan, vi amlocha hoi sedayim means mamish the malocha was finished. All the work they were doing for the Mishkan, they finished. Not less, not more minatzorich. Going to do your tassim with sifra kroshim to make the ornaments for the kroshim, leader hayamaradim my son, the chaim tzav shirias, everything was done. Farbizoi, fahai last malachtoi. Then the word malachtoi that says by Yosef can mean the word malacha, because you have already 39 times the word malacha. The mafik of Messiah, lamandiyom, masechta soitim. So bizoi now it's arrived at lamandiyom and soitim that says, lasai srochav nichnas. Lishkavimo, that Yosef went into the house now, mamish tavs nusmutzvot. So the pasuk says, vayovai habayitza lasas mlachtoin, it doesn't mean his daily work, no, it means tavs nus. Elo shenirula demus diukna shalovim, he saw diukna of his father Yaakov, vayomaloi, asidim achicho lichtov, alav avnei eifoid, ritzoncho sheyimcho shemechim ibneyim, that there's going to be yudbei shvotim written on the eifoid, and your name, if you're going to have nus, now be taken out of the eifoid. So that's why he stopped doing his nus. So this man, the Yom HaMelocha here means Nus, and the Posseg of the Melocha, Oisadayim, that means Melocha. The Idilma, the other side is no. Hi, last is Melachta, Melocha Mamish. Yosef went into the house to do Melocha means Mamish to do the daily work he went into. Or Messiah Lelidach. Behai Melocha, Oisadayim, what does the Posseg by the Mishkan mean? The Melocha was finished? Lav Melocha, not the work itself. El Kedemash Makro, Beyavoyis Nedova. All the Nedovis they gave was finished. Whatever you have to do is finished. Meleches havo. You don't have to bring anymore. Not doing malacha. It means all your ornaments, all the jewelry, the gold, the kesef, if you want to give in, we have enough of it already. Anything you have to do is called work. But it doesn't mean they finished their work. It means they finished the bringing of all the doves to the Mishkan. So that was a suffix here. Here is a suffix. Which one of these two malachas mean work mamish? So the Moravite. Take Matanya command the Yoma Kineged Avoides Hamishkan. I bring the Marayat the Man Yoma. It says that the Lama Tes Malachis is Kineged the Lama Tes Malachis. Yeah, by the Mishkan. The Tanya Ain Chayov. You only Chay by Shabbos. Ela Al Malacha Shekiyotze Bo Hoyse Be Mishkan. Only on Sotsa Malacha that we found that Malacha by the Mishkan. Heim Zoru. They used to seed for the Mishkan. V'yatim Letizru. You're not allowed to seed on Shabbos. Rashi Heim Zoru V'Kotzu Samonim Litzavoya Tchelis. They planted the Samonim, different spices, to be able to get dye from it, to dye the Tchelis V'Oris Elim V'Tochnu V'Loshu Nami Samonim. All these things to do with the Samonim, with the spices. So they had to plant the spices, so we're not allowed to plant. Heim Kotzu, they cut off what they planted. V'Yatel Latiksu, we're not allowed to cut off pears from the tree on Shabbos. Heim Helu Esakroshim Mikakala Golem. They took the Kroshim, the woods, from the Karkamis, from Rishus Rabim, La Gola to the Rishus Yochid. V'yatem us, Leitachnisu, Rishus Rabim, Rishus Yochid. We're not allowed to carry from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. You see, Claude, the Lama Tessin Loch is, well, what was done in the Mishkan, we can't do it now also. Hey, Maridu Esakroshim, Yagola Lekarkar, they took off the boards from the Rishus Yochid, the Wegin, to the Karkam Rishus Rabim. V'yatem us also, Leitetsiu, Rishus Yochid, Rishus Rabim. We're not allowed to carry out on Shabbos, from Rishus Yochid, Rishus Rabim. Hey, Maridu They used to hand it, Levium, from one wagon to another wagon. We're not allowed to carry from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid. So chur shver, there's no mulacha diraita. It's only midirabbanan you can't carry for one rishus yachid another rishus yachid. That's one in erevin. But midiraita there's no issue to carry for one rishus yachid another rishus yachid. For the gemara, rishus yachid, my kovid. What's the yab mulacha carrying from one rishus yachid another rishus yachid? There's no issue midiraita. And the gemara, abayev rabbi darma tavayu, v'itayim ravada barava, rishus yachid, rishus yachid, derech rishus ravim. When he used to carry from one wagon to another wagon, in between the wagons had a din Rishus Rabin. So that's called Moshit. And not allowed a hand from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid through Rishus Rabin. That's called the Melechus of Moshit. We'll see later on in the Perek HaZorik exactly what the Tanoim need for Moshit. But if you hand it, I call upon him, from one person to another person, from Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid through the Rishus Rabin, that's also Melechus that was done in the Mishkan and Yechai Feshat. So the Raya that the Melechus of Mishkan had done to the Mishkan. The Melechus of the Shabbos, you learn out from the Mishkan. Right, the gizei tzemer v'yei metalkim. The Mishnah says you have to make hatzmona with gizei tzemer pieces of wool. His wool is only a substance that just retains the heat, but it's not moisef hevel. If you cover up your soup pot with wool, it's mutter to cover up before Shabbos because it's not moisef hevel. But v'nes begin is still muksa v'yei metalkim. Omar Rova. Only if you didn't make hatmona with this wool, you were miyachid for hatmona. But if you use the wool before Shabbos to make the hatmona to wrap it around the pot, it's matalt lenoison. He holds then it's not muksa. Is that the Mishnah says wool is muksa? It's only stam wool on the side you didn't use yet. But if you used it now to wrap around your pot, so you miyachid for new use of hatmona, so rather then it's mutra to do a touch on Shabbos. Eisvei the Markasha, Eisvei Umar Rabbanin of Rabbi Yumi L'Rava. It says in the Mishnah, Toim Nimegizei Tzemer. It says the Farish in the Mishnah, you're allowed to make hatmona with the wool. That means you're allowed to put the wool around the pot, around your kli before Shabbos. Still, V'ei Metaltonai Soi. Still, it says Klo on this Shabbos that you made the hatmona, you can't touch it. You see, Klo Smuksa. Even though you use now this wool to make hatmona, we don't say, like we had the Gemara before, we don't say you meyachid now the wool to always use for hatmona. It's too expensive for that. And wool is too precious. I'd rather use it to Shabbos, you have nothing else. But we say right after Shabbos, you can again take this wool and use it to make the garden with. So even though you use it made hatmona, it's still Muksa. A Farish Mishnah. It says, "Klo, time the Megidda Tzemer of a V'yein metalt the noisan. You're not allowed to touch it. So how could you say once you use it, it's not called muksa?" Kate to the voice, the Mishnah says, "What do you have to do now? If you put the wool around your soup pot, how do you eat the soup on Shabbos? Is night less a kisui? You have to grab a hold of the kisui in a